Both humans and animals fled before the storm this week. Pets and strays now fill animal shelters across the state. And those shelters need to figure out how to handle overcrowding. With me now to discuss this is Tracy Ballou. She's shelter manager for the Macon-Bibb County Animal Welfare Department. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
I understand you're actually still without power.
Yes, ma'am, I am at my personal home.
Yeah. Is the shelter without power?
No, we have power.
How many animals did Macon-Bibb County take in?
At the most, we took in 35 dogs, 17 cats, and 3 rabbits. And then our shelter itself, we actually took 4 dogs from Savannah that were going to be put down if they couldn't find a rescue or someone to take them. So.
Because the shelter had to be evacuated?
Yes.
Let's hear from Laura Bevan. She's with the Humane Society of the U.S., and this is an interview on Fox News, in which she's explaining that a lot of people mistakenly leave their pets behind during these storms.
If it's not safe for you to be there, it's definitely not safe for them. People left animals in the mobile home park thinking that, you know, it would be okay, and they went to the shelter, and there was no mobile home park left, and they spent months, you know, searching for those pets.
Animal advocates have tried really hard to get that message out to that people should not leave their pets behind. How do you think that went over? Do you think more people were educated on that issue?
You know, I saw a news release say that the governor of Florida was very disappointed at how many animals were left behind. And we actually had some Good Samaritans that evacuated that knew that their like neighbor's animals were left behind, and they actually grabbed them too and brought them to us. There's always an option for your pets, you know, like we did. We set up the shelters for the people, and then we also had a pet shelter too. So we don't want people to think that that's not an option to save your animal as well, because it always is.
What kind of things, I saw the call out from Macon-Bibb County for donations. What kind of things did you need in order to prepare for all those pets?
Actually, the HSUS donated so many supplies and local citizens.
That's the HSUS is the Humane Society of the United States. Go ahead.
Yes. And we needed kennels to house animals in, blankets, collars, leashes, to be able to walk them. We need water bowls, food bowls, and food for the animals also. And we have received so many donations.
So you guys ended up being covered?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it now, are people now coming to pick up their pets?
They are. I believe at this point, the last time we counted, we had 12 dogs and 7 cats and 1 rabbit.
But what other things are complicated by a storm like this? I understand that it's actually pretty common for pets to go missing during extreme weather.
Yes, it is, very much so. And we've had people in local hotels whose animals have ran away, and some have been injured. And it's really important to microchip your animals, because that makes it so easy for us. If we find a stray animal, we microchip scan it. If it has a microchip, then we can just contact the owners and let them know, hey, your pet's safe. We have it. This is where you can pick it up.
So that means two different things, right? There's the first one, which is microchip your pets. But it also means that if you find a pet, you need to get it to a place like a veterinarian's or a shelter where they can scan for a chip.
Yes, we actually do ask that people do not set up strays, because you never know the behavior of the animal. You know, I've picked up a dog before that I thought was just super friendly, and then once I got him in my car, he was not. So I learned my lesson a long time ago, but we do ask that you just contact the animal enforcement officers.
People are sometimes nervous to do that, though, because they're afraid the dog's going to, or cat, is going to go to the shelter and be put down.
Oh, goodness, no. You know, we try our hardest not to have to euthanize any healthy adoptable animals, and we've been doing a wonderful job at that over the past year and a half. You know, animals that have behavior issues or any forms of aggression, we do have to put those down, because that's for the safety of the community. But healthy adoptable animals, we work with so many rescue groups and have such wonderful adopters. And, I mean, we even send our animals up north to Canada and down to Florida and all around the country. So we have a really good save rate capture our animals.
So don't be nervous. The message there is don't be nervous about calling the shelter to pick up a stray pet.
No, not at all.
So
take wonderful care of the animals.
What other kind of things occur? I mean, how stressful is an event like this for a pet who obviously doesn't understand what's going on?
Oh, it's very stressful. You know, they're just thrown in the vehicle and drive hours and hours, and then they're dropped off at a place where they don't know anybody and don't understand why their moms and dads aren't there. And so it is very stressful for them. You know, we have a few at the shelter now that are really stressed out and have fear aggression.
So,
but
go ahead.
Managed to handle getting them calmed down and a little bit more relaxed.
Okay, so in future storms, when other upcoming weather, bad weather may be coming, I know the coastline, for example, has now seen two bad storms in relative succession. So what is the best advice for you for pet owners, to keep a pet with them? Or because there's concern about where they may be staying, is it best to find a shelter or someplace to house a pet during weather like this?
Anytime a local government opens up an animal shelter, anytime we do with Macon Bibb County, we're always going to have a pet shelter as well. So please just go ahead and bring your animals. You know, and I believe other counties, they also do this as well. Whenever they open up a shelter for people, they go ahead and open up a pet shelter. Not everybody does it, but you shouldn't have a hard time finding that resource.
How many pets are still left? How many pet evacuees are still at the Macon shelter?
I believe we have 12 dogs, 7 cats, and 1 rabbit right now.
Waiting to go home, right?
Yep, just waiting.
Tracy Ballou is shelter manager for the Animal Welfare Department of Macon Bibb County. Tracy, thank you so much. I hope you get power back.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too.